Hi there, and welcome to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. It's great to have you with me here today to talk all things about Magic the Gathering, the greatest trading card game in the world. Before I start with today's episode, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You know, Core Set 2021 is right around the corner, and I already have a pre-order bundle at Guardian Games waiting for me when the set releases next Friday. So if you're thinking about cracking some booster packs of this amazing new set, or maybe Jumpstart, or anything else, Double Masters, Commander Masters, anything coming out the rest of this year, the new Zendikar set, definitely check first with your local game store to make sure that the money you spend stays in your local economy and helps benefit players just like you. You can find Guardian Games at ggportland.com. Today's episode is an introduction to the new What I Like About series. This is a segment series that focuses on specific topics about Commander, Magic the Gathering in general, and various Magic-related products, and what I specifically like about them. Today's episode is called What I Like About Chaos Cards, specifically two cards, Warp World and Scrambleverse. Now, if you've been playing a long time, you've probably come across these cards at one point or another. So here's how I'm going to define Chaos Card. I define a Chaos Card as a card that interrupts the normal flow of gameplay with a game-bending effect that partially or completely resets the entire game and board state. And these two cards have typically come to codify the term Chaos Card because they have basically become synonymous with the entire strategy of Chaos in Commander, but also in other formats as well. First, I'm going to give a quick description of what these two game-breaking cards do. Warp World is a sorcery for 5 generic red, 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 and it reads, each player shuffles all permanents he or she owns into his or her library, then reveals that many cards from the top of his or her library. Each player puts all artifact, creature, and land cards revealed this way onto the battlefield, then does the same for enchantment cards, then puts all cards revealed this way that weren't put onto the battlefield on the bottom of his or her library. Meanwhile, Scrambleverse is a sorcery for 6 generic and red-red, and it reads, for each non-land permanent, choose a player at random. Then each player gains control of each permanent for which he or she was chosen. Untap those permanents. My first introduction to these cards comes from a very good friend of mine who's been playing Magic the Gathering for a long time. He has a mono-red EDH deck, which includes a lot of much older cards that I had, as a newer player, had never seen before and really didn't understand exactly how they worked. And he included both Warp World and Scrambleverse into his deck. So after playing him a few times, I started to realize how great these Chaos cards were. I decided to leave out certain Chaos cards that also fit my definition, such as Cyclonic Rift and Armageddon, to name a few. Specifically because these, instead of being fun, as I would describe Scrambleverse and Warp World, these are can definitely be seen by a lot of players as much more oppressive cards. So therefore, I have omitted them from this episode because they did not necessarily fit my definition of cards that actually have some upside for the fun of the Commander format. And this definitely goes into my interest in variation in Commander, which I will touch on in a later episode. Now, obviously, my opinion is not shared by all players. EDH Rec, in their saltiness rankings, have ranked Warp World as the 50th most saltiest card in the game, and Scrambleverse was rated 53rd. Now, for comparison, my friend with the Mono Red Commander deck also has Yokelhops in the deck, which does much more damage to everybody's permanents, and that ranks 8th on the saltiness score scale, just for reference. However, that being said, I would like to make the case for why these cards should not be considered salty, but should be considered fun and quite playable in Commander, the format for big goofy spells just like these. The first thing I like about Scrambleverse and Warp World is that they're big mana spells. I always love Commander games that go 10, 12, 15, or even 20 turns. I just love long Commander games because I feel that if I'm not getting at least an hour in on my game, I'm probably not getting my money's worth on the cards that I've spent, on the cards that I play, the cards that I've bought, or those I've traded for. And I feel like I really want to be able to build my board state in the entire vein that the Commander format was built for. And both of these spells cost a lot of mana, but they also have great effects that necessitate this high cost of mana. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to find these sorts of effects on 2, 3, 4 mana cards, and that's what I really like about these. You're not always going to be able to see them in a game, they're not always going to be applicable, but you never really know when they're going to come out, and that's definitely something that I like about big mana spells, because they're somewhat situational, but they're also extremely powerful, and I just love the ability to be able to change the entire tone of the game with these cards because of their unique effects. A second thing I really enjoy about these cards is that you never really know when they're going to go off. This really is important in games that may not go enough turns for a player to be able to get enough mana open to be able to play these cards, or it just doesn't make sense to activate the cards. But what I really enjoy about these cards is the fact that you never have the same interaction twice. I've had a lot of really bad interactions with players who, basically every time I play against them, it feels like I'm playing the exact same game against them, even if my decks are doing something completely different from game to game. And what I really enjoy about these cards is that you never really know exactly what's going to happen when you pull the top card off your deck for Warp World, or what's going to happen, who's going to get what pieces for Scrambleverse. And this actually makes it really fun and really interesting, because as I've noticed, Magic the Gathering, especially in the more competitive circles, has gone a lot towards efficiency and knowing exactly what's on top of your deck at all times and knowing what's in your deck. This is something important for like the Tutor series or for even simple cards like Brainstorm. A lot of players really like to know what's exactly is on top of their deck and love to manipulate their deck to be able to make sure that their draws are smooth and to make sure that they get the cards they hopefully can use to try to win the game as quickly as possible. And I like these cards, Warp World and Scrambleverse, because they do the opposite. Instead of being certain, what they do is they do throw the game into a bit of chaos. But I really enjoy the chaos that they create because you never get that same activation twice. So against a player with a token deck, Scrambleverse could be extremely deadly because you could have 10 soldier tokens ready to attack another player and all of a sudden you're left with 2. But then you end up with a card you can't really use, or someone else's Mana Rock, or someone else's Bomb 6-6. You could end up with someone's Avenger of Zendikar, and 5 or 6 plant tokens that you didn't have before. So, while they could definitely be oppressive in certain situations, especially if you roll really badly, or flip a coin really badly, however you determine how you're going to run Scrambleverse, it's never the same twice. And typically, I found, in my experience, that I really enjoy what happens every time this card is activated. Even if sometimes I get, you know, kind of screwed over by what happens, I never really find myself getting all that angry, because it's all random. You never quite know the next time you could potentially get everything on the board, and then you'd really enjoy it. So, I just really enjoy the variation of those cards, and really, just being able to switch up the game and also, just the amazing interactions you can get with cards which you never thought you were going to control because they were on opponent's field before this card was activated. And this leads into my third set. I've always found it kind of funny to see them played. Again, this goes back to the fact that a lot of players really don't like these cards. And so it's always really fun that even in Commander, where a lot of our format is defined by competitiveness, or even just really strong synergistic strategies, it's always kind of funny to see someone come out with a Scrambleverse or Warp World just to mix things up, because not a lot of people play them, not a lot of people have the guts to play them, so every time I get to see a card like this, it really warms my heart. It's a whole lot better, in my opinion, than everyone who plays Expropriate or any of those other extra turn spells, or just a lot of spells that everyone seems to play in this format. And so when I get to see Scramble vs. Warworld actually resolved and not countered, it's really fun because someone actually had the gumption to put this in their deck because there was some competitive fun reason for doing so. And that's definitely something that I appreciate as a fellow casual player. The fourth thing that I like about the Chaos cards, again, is they really typify what I feel the Commander format is all about. I originally got into the Commander format because I started getting really burned out on the competitiveness of the standard 60-card constructed Magic the Gathering scene. It was somewhere where I could just be myself, build goofy decks with cards that I really liked, and just really be able to play Magic the Gathering my way in a social format where I got to meet a whole lot of new people and weren't really playing for anything. I don't play Magic the Gathering for prizes, I don't play it for bragging rights or for glory or for anything. I just like getting together with people and playing Magic the Gathering because it's a great way to meet new people, and it's a great way to scratch that competitive itch without really needing to go all out. And that's really what Commander has meant to me, and I've come across a lot of players who this definitely does not apply to, and it's been kind of frustrating sometimes for me to try to be able to play in the same pod where I'm just trying to have a fun game, and others have a different expectation. This, again, goes back to Rule Zero, and no matter how many times you talk about things with people, sometimes you're not always going to get the best interactions, and that's okay. But I really do enjoy the big goofy plays in Commander. That's how I build my decks. And I know they're not efficient, and they're definitely not for CEDH play, for those players who really want to take this format to the max. But for players like myself, who are just extremely casual, like playing decks 3-6 power level, we really enjoy those big mana spells and the long games that really just make for memorable moments with friends. And that's really what I get at Commander, those memorable moments that I'm going to remember the rest of the day, the rest of the week, even the rest of the year. And the last thing that I really, really enjoy about these cards specifically is that they give red, again, red, a weird advantage in resetting the game board without widespread board wipes. Again, red is the effect of serious unilateral damage. Again, there's things like Anger of the Gods, Blasphemous Act, and a lot of symmetrical effects that do a lot of damage to everything that hits the board. And what I really like about these cards is that they really, the flavor-wise, they work so well with the impulsiveness that red has always been built around. It's always been a hallmark of red to have impulsive cards that do really strange things and kind of destroy synergy in some ways. But they're not quite board wipes. And that's really what I like about this. It kind of goes along in the vein of Chaos Warp. An instant for 2 and a red where you're able to put someone else's permanent on the bottom of their library and they have to take the top card off their deck and as a replacement for that card. And I really like Chaos Warp because it's not necessarily a destruction effect. It's one of the rare things that gets around indestructible. And it's just a really fun card to be able to play in red, which is, as we all know, is one of the weaker colors in Commander. So I really enjoy the fact that you're not really resetting the game board with these like a board wipe, but you are in a way resetting the game board in your own way by just moving permanents around. You're not destroying anything. You're just changing the state of the board. And so in that way, you're doing some really cool things. And that's really what I love about Commander is the ability to be able to do cool things with really. And obviously there are issues with these cards. Again, sometimes if you really get screwed over on the die roll and you lose all your permanents, of course it sucks. I'm not gonna lie, I've been hit with some really bad breaks with these cards. I've lost a lot of my permanents. Oddly enough, the last time I played with the said friend, when he activated Scrambleverse, we basically ended up swapping our entire boards. And it was really strange. And I still ended up winning, actually, because I was able to recover much more quickly than he was. But again, sometimes it does kind of hurt to lose your cards. Sometimes it does feel oppressive. And this is also an issue over the webcam, as we've all been forced to stay distant, socially distant during the COVID-19 pandemic. These cards are extremely difficult to resolve over a webcam because you can't really trade permanence with someone who's not actually in the room with you. And this is the same kind of problem that I would have with my Chaos deck, which does not include these cards, but really loves moving things around on the board, or for decks like Zedru the Greathearted, or for even cards like Harmless Offering in red. And these are really difficult to resolve over the webcams, which really sucks in its own way, but it's not impossible. And that's why I still enjoy playing them, is because you can find a way to do pretty much anything. Again, I don't have a million tokens at my disposal, so, you know, if I have to create, I'm going to use an example, an 8-8 Kraken token, which I currently do not own, I just use the back of another token and just put a dice counter on it. So, if these kinds of cards are difficult for playing over webcams, things can still be done to still make sure that you have a fun time and you can still resolve these cards without feeling like you have to take them out of your deck specifically because you can't trade cards with your opponents. So that about wraps things up for today. I hope you really enjoyed hearing about Scrambleverse and Warp World, two of the most infamous cards in the game, but also two of my personal favorites because of that same reason. If you liked what you've heard today, please visit me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine, and also check out my YouTube channel and check out the other videos in my podcast, The MTG in Quarantine. So, I hope you guys have a good one. My name's MJ. It's great to have you with me, and please tune again real soon.